So for me, queer is quite a complicated term because obviously queer has its origins in a homophobic slur, but it's kind of become reclaimed now and is used as a kind of broad term for identities that subvert a heteronormative, cisnormative idea of what a person should be. So for me, it's, yeah, existing outside of that cis heterosexual norm.
And you recently wrote an article about queer theater, slamming cinema and theater for too easily falling into the trope of sad, dead gays. Can you explain this a bit more?
Yeah, so the ever so slightly inflammatory article that I wrote kind of made the point that in theater, as well as in films and in books and in TV, everyone seems to love a good sad, dead gay. So like a gay character who undergoes a lot of hardship, does a lot of suffering, and is killed or kills himself or has some kind of grievous harm come to them. And the point I was making is that that has its roots in the idea of punishing gendered or sexual transgression. So to identify as queer or to identify as trans is in some way transgressive, and it's kind of coded into the media that we consume that that should be punished, often by being sad and dead. So my main issue with queer theatre is that it often falls into that trap, even whilst it's trying very hard to escape it.
And another really interesting point you brought up was about double standards in theatre, and that a lot of critically acclaimed gay theatre would be universally panned if it were replaced with heterosexual relationships or characters. Do you have an example of this?
One example of a show that I saw recently was a show called The Pride, which is also on at Mardi Gras, which is a beautiful play, but does also fall into that trap of kind of putting a little bit less effort into a queer relationship just because it's queer and you can kind of excuse it. I'm at a loss for other examples that I can think of at the moment, but...
Yeah,
there are.
and Charles, another thing is, there's obviously good queer theater as well. What's your favorite piece of queer theater you've seen in recent memory?
My favorite queer, like, written piece of theater is Angels in America by Tony Kushner. And again, that does kind of occasionally fall into the sad, dead, gay trap, but ultimately is like a message of hope. It's a message about survival. The play also has a lot of really diverse queer male characters in it. Obviously, again, there's still a long way to go there because there's not a huge representation of queer women, but for what it does, I think it does it very well. There's also a theatre collective called Sisters Grimm, and I have adored everything that I've seen that they've done, which is all very unashamedly queer and all about subverting norms.
If you're just joining me, I'm talking to Charles O'Grady, a trans playwright whose play Kaleidoscope opens tonight. And actually, I think I could heard in the background there a bit of people getting ready for Kaleidoscope, which is opening.
Yes. Yeah, we're mid tech runs now, so it's all very exciting.
Right, but where does Kaleidoscope fit into queer theater? What's the story of Kaleidoscope?
So Kaleidoscope, on its surface, is about a character, this guy, Gabe, who's, like, getting up and getting dressed and trying to leave for work in the morning. But it's constructed as a conversation with his reflection, and he's a trans character, so his relationship to his reflection is kind of dissonant and confused and complicated. So it's about his battle with what he sees reflected back, and how that affects the way that he interacts with the world, basically.
Right. And I remember you stating that your play is one of the very few productions for Mardi Gras that actually deals with trans issues in particular. Do you feel that Mardi Gras... Sorry.
So it's, yeah, it is one of the few. There's also another show on called Looking for Dick, which is a stand-up show by a trans guy, Ben T. which I would thoroughly recommend. But yeah, other than that, it's quite a small market.
Do you feel that Mardi Gras is too narrowly concerned with gay and lesbian rights in particular instead of wider gender and sexuality diversity?
I definitely think that there is too much of a focus within Mardi Gras on gay and lesbian rights, which is what Mardi Gras has always had a focus on, and it's kind of the origins of the festival. So that makes sense, but at the same time, it's important to acknowledge that we have come quite far, but there are still a lot of groups within the queer community who don't really have like a voice still. So obviously bisexual erasure is still a massive problem. Trans and intersex people face a lot of prejudice in their everyday lives. And I think it's important both to kind of promote those issues, but also to kind of celebrate those identities, because Mardi Gras is, like, at the heart of it, a big party. So I think it's important to bring those identities in, to celebrate them, and to kind of foster more hope for future change.